Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, this year should be a special schus for Fuas, Chayu Chevet Vega, Bas Michal Vizpasio, and Lui Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. We're continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Mesilas Yesharim, Kol Shal Dabra Adam Lo Nivar Bavur Matzeva Bailam Hazel, Ala Bavur Matzeva Bailam Havin Perik Aleph. Person was not created for this world, a person was created for the next world. Elisha Matzeva Bailam Hazel, Em Tzailam Matzeva Bailam Havashutach Lisai. His situation in this world, the state in this world, is a means towards a state in the world to come. Hence, you will find many of the statements of Chachamenu, all along similar lines, comparing this world to a place in time of preparation, while the next world is compared to a place of rest and eating what has already been prepared. For instance, they say, this world is like a corridor. Today is you do, and tomorrow you receive reward. Whoever toils on Friday eats on Shabbos. This world is like the shore, the next world is like the sea, and many other statements along the same lines. V'tera be'emes, shekva lu yochel shum bal secha lahamin, shetachlis b'riyas adam ulamatzava b'olam hazeh. You can see that no rational person can possibly believe that the purpose for man's creation was existence in this world. Kimahim chay adam b'olam hazeh. What is a man's life in this world? O mi hu shesameach v'shalev mamish b'olam hazeh. Who is truly happy and content and serene in this world? Yemeshnai seinu behem shivim shana v'migvura shmoinim shana v'robam omo v'avim. Days of a life for 7 years, of by strength 80 years. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. How many sorts of distresses and sicknesses, pains and burdens, and after all that death? Or as we used to say when we were kids or younger, life is tough and then you die. That's what he's saying over here. Life is very tough and then we die. So people invest in this world. Oh boy, not kedai. Not kedai to invest in that this world is the final stop, that everything, trying to get as much pleasure as they can in this world, because afterwards that's it. Chas v'shalom, and zekadim lo yavod. You know, you see, you take the richest people in the world, take Bill Gates. Oh, Bill Gates. You think he's so happy? No, he's really not. His wife, her ex-wife, heard an interview with her recently. She was saying how she used to lie on the floor and just cry and cry because of all of her tzara that she had from Bill. And Bill obviously wasn't happy. That's why he was looking for other things. And he himself, I didn't read, but someone who read his autobiography said that he spends loads of money on his psychiatrist. And you see that the greatest habits, that this is the richest, most powerful people in the world, you look at their private lives, they're not happy. How many famous people, successful people, had just one spouse, lived in good health, had good children, and lived happily ever after? Everybody, all you have to do is go to anybody's wiki page, any famous person, and you see their lives are filled. So those are the successful people, not the average guy who's struggling to get through. Not one in 1,000 can be found who this world has granted plenty of pleasures and true contentment. Yeah, here and there he gets an ice cream cone, but that's just a temporary pleasure. But people are filled with tzar. And even such a person, Beseder, let's say there's a Zayi. Let's say he even gets to the age of 100, he's finished. If he's still alive, the chances are he's dead. But even if he's still alive, who lives in old age and doesn't have health problems? Find me one person over 75 who's not busy always with doctors and pills and this hurts and that hurts. That's the human body. That's life. If the purpose of man's creation were for the sake of this world, it wouldn't have been necessary to imbue him with such a lofty and exalted soul. Greater than even than the angels themselves. Well, what do we need such a neshama for? The purpose is this world. purpose is the next world, when the neshama is going to live forever. If the purpose is this world, to give us a low soul, just to keep the body alive so the body can enjoy Orlando. Recently, someone sent me a share from a rav in a very prominent community, very wealthy community. He was talking about their $50,000 watches and their fancy cars and this and that. So I asked somebody, the person who actually sent me the share from this community, I said, $50,000 watches? He said, add a zero. So I'm assuming the zero wasn't before the five. Okay, so that's the that's what people are looking for, but it's not going to do it for them. It's important to note what the Rav writes in his Pinkasim, Pinkas Gemel Ois Lamites. Kotev HaRav, לפי המורגל בלימוד מוסר, לא ייתכן שתתקבץ באדם אהבת עולם הזה ואהבת עולם הבא. What you usually learn in Musa Sfar is that you can have Ahavas HaOlam Haz and Ahavas HaOlam Haba. Das geht nicht zusammen, זה לא הולך ביחד. כמו שלא יסקבצו האש והמים בכלי אחד. Just like you can't have fire and water in one kli. אמנם יש דרך שלמה יותר, שאהבת העולם הזה עומדת במילואה ומקומה וערכה ראוי לה. Now, the Mesil Sharm isn't saying you're not to love this world. But that you see in Moshe Sfar. Don't fall in love with this world. You can't have dual citizenship. You're going to be a citizen there and you're a temporary resident here, or you're going to be a citizen here and you're a temporary resident if you even make it over there. But there's a derech of shleimus, which is not for the masses, unfortunately, meaning halavai the masses should do it, but they're not necessarily on that madrega. But the ideal is to love both worlds, because this world also has a purpose. And you love this world for all the mitzvahs you can do and all the good you can do and all the pleasure, the sunshine that God gave us, the beautiful grass, the trees, the flowers, the plants, the clean air, a smile, a niggun, a hug. Love this world too, as it means, obviously, for Avodas Hashem. Ve'avas HaOlam Haba mevatelet begodel yif'ata et ahavat olam hazeh b'chol davar shim tavor sham tifgam ota. And you love the next world so much that it's mevatel anything in this world that'll be poigain, that will blemish the Olam Haba. Ze haya derech avot ha'olam shenikru yisharim. That was the way of the Avos, who are called Yisharim. She'avu et ha'chaim v'tasku b'tzorcheihem b'nefesh chafitza. They loved life, and they were osek in their needs with a desiring soul. Zot ha'ma'ala enoshit ha'shlema she'ro yaleh l'shof. That's really what we should be striving for. We should be striving to love this world. It shouldn't be a stira. We love this world, we love the next world. We love this world, because this world is a beautiful world. God gave us a beautiful world. There is so much joy. There is so much splendor. There is glory. There is love. There is connection. There is music. There is art. There are aesthetics. Just to walk into a home and see how everything is nice. The table matches the chairs and the paintings on the wall are beautiful. To enjoy this world. To enjoy, say, whoa. Every second, to be intoxicated with the blessings that God gave you in this world. The only thing is, if something is going to ki hu zeh be poigen, in any event impede, impinge on one's avodas Hashem, on one's chelek l'olam haba, then it's cherem, it's out, no chance. Obel, as long as it's not in contrast to the next world. So you love this world, and that's part of your Avodas Hashem, of course. It's not Chas V'Shalom detached from Hashem. It's part of your Avodas Hashem. The Rav writes in the Shemoni Kvotzim, in Koivetz Gimel, Oisius Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, Kishem She'achayim Ha'ubriim, שלנו בימי העיבור, היו רק הכנה לחיים יותר עליונים, ואם היה בהם איזה כוח של ביקורת, וכוח זה היה לוקחם לכל החיים, ודאי הייתה הביקורת ההיא יוצאת מלאה זעם וספקנות. כן החיים הגמורים שבגוף, שהם רק התחלת חיים, פרוצדור של חיים. אמנם, אם מהפרוצדור יתבע כל התביעות הטרקליניות, יהיה רוגז בלא נחת הגורל. אין תועלת בעקשנות ספקנית, שתתעקש למצוא את הנוחם, את הפתרון, דווקא ברשף הקטן הזה של חיי החושים, הבשר והרוח המוגבל, בחיי שעה החופים כצל עובר. לא זו הדרך, החלק חשוב ונכבד, והבשר עדין וחביב, הרוח ער ומתנשא, אבל כל אלה, רק אז לגדלם, לזיוון, יבואו, ויותם שואפים וזורחים אל מרכז מהלך הווייתם. זאת אומרת, the Ramchal is saying that Briyas Adam is for his matzav in Olam Haba. In Olam Haza, we have illness and we have pain and we have suffering. The Rav adds that without his boinness on Olam Haza as a transition stage, one could possibly be critical of Hashem's providence, that the world is so filled with pain. And the only solution one will find is in looking at this world as a passage. And that's what he says, Achayim ha'ubriyim, when we're in our mother's fetus, that is just a transition stage to get to a higher life, to the life in this world. And if the person would be critical, you'd say, what is going on over here? I'm saying, you're calling this life? This is life? It's all dark in here? I'm inside someone's womb. I hear everybody out there. They're talking, they're laughing. I can't even see anybody. They seem to be having such a good time. They're eating regular food. They have a mouth. They have a digestive system. And me, I'm just a 4-month-old fetus. Whatever. They're going for a good jog, a hot shower. When do I ever get a nice hot shower on a cold day? Huh? And then at the end, you turn on the cold water. Oh, it wakes you up. It's geschmack. How come I don't have any of that? So the Uber can have tinnitus. But the Uber has to know, if we're able to speak to the Uber, we would tell the fetus, listen, dude, this is only a transition. This is just to grow and to get you to Olam Hazeh. And then when you get to Olam Hazeh, you're going to find out about these great eateries in Teaneck and the Five Towns in Midtown Manhattan, all these kosher, delicious kosher restaurants. You're going to know what it is to have a vacation in Miami Beach, the gorgeous beach, all the high buildings and the smell, the water. You're going to jump in. It's going to be so refreshing. You're going to have all of that. You just have to wait. You just have to wait 9 months. Don't worry, putting you in a good family. They're going to take you away. You go away for the summer. You go to vacation village. You'll go here. You go to the bungalow colony. You'll have minyanim. You'll have a tennis court. It'll be nice. It'll be nice. Be gewaldig. You'll have Shabbos Nachamu. You'll bring in the Beit HaMikdash, bring in the Baal Menagnim for singing, for dancing. One day, Mit Hashem, you get married, you'll have a chasana, everyone's going to dance around you, you'll have a beautiful kala on the other side of the mechitza, you'll build a life together, you'll have banim, ubnei banim, oskim b'Torah mitzvos, you bring your kids to shul, you learn with them avos ubanim, it's going to be a great life. But in the meantime, you have to go through these 9 months first in order for your body to develop. Don't complain. So it's the same thing. A person complains about this world and says, what is going on over here? I just found out yesterday that a good friend of mine from the old days, I haven't been in touch with him in about 35 years, but Bismano, he was an impossible person not to be friends with. He was literally the friendliest guy around. Friendliest guy around. It's impossible not to like such a person. And I wasn't even close with him. Just remember, always smiling and friendly and laughing. See, he recently died of cancer. I don't even think he was 50. How can that be? That's this world? That's this world? Such geschmack people? And first there was the cancer before he died. And all the suffering. And his young widow. Orphans. Widow, young widows. I go to shul here. I see these two little boys saying Kaddish. Their father, about a month ago, just dropped dead. 39 years old. Just out of the blue. No complete surprise. No advance notification. You have these little boys, that's this world? That's this world. Every time you go to shul, you have these tucker collectors, and they tell you this story and that story. Ah, my wife is sick, and my child, and this, and I'm this amount of chayvus, and ah. You look at the news, you see the Ukraine and Russia and all the dead people, all that they blew up a school bus, kids killing innocent children, and the soldiers, and they're killing them, and they're killing them, all because you have some Russia who decides that he wants to capture the Ukraine. You look at a map, you see Russia versus the Ukraine. Like, start with some in your own size, dude. Russia's like 17,000 times the size of the Ukraine. No, I want to also own the Ukraine. And then he gets on the news and says, anybody starts up with me, you better be careful. I'm going to knock you upside the head. Don't anybody else get involved in this war. This is us against the Ukraine. In the meantime, I don't know. You don't know exact numbers, but according to news reports that they think, a lot more Russians have been killed than Ukrainians. The Russians was the one who started. And I'll forget about that. This is small news compared to World War I, World War II, in the previous century. Tens of millions of people were killed. Tens of millions. Between the wars and the communism, starvation. And that's besides all the people who suffered, were maimed, tortured. And that's the 20th century, my sweet friends. That's like the best century ever to live. Like, you know, I'm saying technologically, you know, you already have indoor plumbing, and electricity, and telephones, and radios, cars. Life became easier, right? Oh, a lot of suffering. And then you finish World War I, Rahman al-Islam. Well, between World War I and World War II was Ayum Venayr. They used to call World War I the Great War. It was Ayum Venayr. And then in between the two world wars. And then you have World War II, Holocaust. Oh. And then finally you get out of that, and then America, the Korean War. And the Cold War against Russia. All the refuseniks, all the Jews, just talking about us, the Jews, all the Jews who are living in Anatoly Sharansky, 9 years in solitary confinement. 9 years. You put somebody 5 minutes in there, it'd be torture. 9 years. Still normal. I don't know how he's normal. He said Tehillim, and he played chess with the guy in the next room. They knock on the wall. Why? Because he did a big sin. He wanted to move to Israel. That was his sin. Terrible. And then you got the Vietnam War, and there are still people suffering. I used to walk. I'm a Upper West Sider, by birth and by nature. And I walked down the street on the Upper West Side, and 72nd and the corner over there. Amsterdam and Broadway, and you have this papaya store, and you have these Vietnam veterans sitting outside in a wheelchair. Can you help me, buddy? Vietnam veterans who's still suffering for Vietnam, saying we're talking Vietnam War was in the late 60s, early 70s, and they're still suffering. And all the people were prisoners of war, and John McCain, he was a prisoner of war for a long time. He couldn't lift his hands above his shoulders. He's almost president of the United States. They push a torture. So much cruelty in the world. So much evil. Is this what the world is for? It's important to make a Kiddush Hashem. It's also some Farnesim and Yaakum and Yisrael. You should give those poor Vietnam veterans money. You walk by and give them a good word, a kind word, and they would say, God bless you, God bless you. See, you're an Orthodox Jew. They know you believe in God just like they believe in God. It's poor guys sitting collecting money. People sleep on the streets. People who live in the subways and they sleep there. Chumana l'tzlan. So is that what this world is about? So what's the answer? The answer is no. And therefore we have no tainus. We have no tainus because we realize that this world is only a transition to the next world. So again, like we said before from the Rav, take whatever you can out of this world. But, and enjoy what you can, but to realize that it's a transition stage to the next world. The Rav writes in the Ein Ayan Shabbos in the second paragraph in Otz Sadi Vav, האיש הצדיק שבוחר לו דרך אמת בחיים והולך בתום וביושר ומשתדל בחוכמה וכישרון כפי כוחו וחפץ ללכת באור השם ודרכיו, חושו הפנימי נמצא תמיד מעונג ומלא רצון. So, the Ramchal said that this world is filled with suffering. The Rav says, I don't know if it's a machlokes, he's talking about the masses, almost everybody. The Rav says, but then there's the tzaddik. The tzaddik chooses the derech ha'emes. He goes b'tom of yosher. He's mishtada b'chachma v'kishron and kefi koichoy. And he wants to go with the light of God. His chush ha'pnimi, his internal sense, is tamid me'unag u'malei chotzoin. He is filled with pleasure and will, desire. No, he's going to have tzaras. Like the Rav, right? The Rav had plenty of tzaras. Who didn't? Read me any biography of anybody who didn't have a lot of tzaras. But now we're talking about the Rav. So the Rav, his daughter fell down the stairs, 12 years old, and died. We don't know that. Right? That's, most people don't know that part of his biography. So a lot of parents, that's it. Their life is over. Can't think, he can't recover from something like that. But he went on. He went on, he had no time as an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I remember correctly, during the Shiva, once his wife was feeling a little bit bitter, and he told her, we don't say anything. We just, makabu din bi'ava. Chedush Arim, the father of Ger Hasidus. Little did he know that 150 years later or so, he would have twins. He would have twin Ger Hasidus, great grandchildren. So, 13 children he lost. 13 children. He didn't end up in a mental institution. I heard of a woman who lost a child under tragic circumstances. I'm not going to go into more detail, so prison shouldn't be identified. But I heard that it was very hard for her to deal with, and eventually she just went out of her mind. And she ended up in a mental hospital. She's, as we speak, she lost it. She lost one child, she lost it. Once heard another story, they were collecting staka for a family. They said that they lost, I think, two children. And the second child, the father spoke at the funeral, and those are the last words he ever said. He lost it. And I'm not being critical, don't get me wrong. I am not being critical of these people. I can't say I understand them, because I've never experienced such pain. But intellectually, on some level, I get it. They were suffering so much, and they couldn't take it. But some people are able to take these tzaras, and they use them as a manof. They use them to elevate themselves and to grow. And they understand that that's this world. This world is a world of pain, of suffering. And the things aren't going to go your way. The Rav here writes that the Mikrim HaChitzonim are going to go your way. But that doesn't mean that they're not happy. They're tamid me'unag u'malei ratzon. They're filled with oinig. Like the Rosh Hashiva said, Rav Zatzal, he said, we're the only nation that we're called Am Sri De Chorev. We're a Sri De Chorev. Barely escaping the sword, as we've been doing now for the last 5,000 years. It all started, think about it, our religion started, our people started, when they threw the first of our people, the progenitor of the entire Jewish people, in an oven to commit genocide, like to kill out the entire Jewish people all in one shot. You can imagine what the world would look like if there'd be no Jewish people. If you think of all the inventions we made and what we brought to the world and the morals we brought to the world and the Torah and the Ten Commandments, etc., etc., etc. But that was it. It started with Avraham Avinu being thrown into an oven, and ever since then they've been trying in various ways. And during the Holocaust, it was literally being thrown in ovens. Right? But I have a cousin who was a victim of Mengele. Allah Shalom. She never had children. After, obviously, she wasn't able to have children because of the experiments that were done in her. And Mengele didn't only take away from her ability to have children, he took away her faith. That's what the Nazis did. Besides everything else, besides all the people they killed and all the people they tortured and all the suffering they caused and all the second generation, third generation, people are still suffering the emotional after effects. Besides all the tzaddikim, tehorim, and kedoshim that they killed, and besides all the Torah that we lost. But How many people's faith did they take away? How many people didn't have faith after the Holocaust? And because of that, they passed that down to their children. So their children are living lives without faith. And what's life without faith? So the Rav writes and many others, the Rambam, Chaye Behema, and that's because of them. So the Rav says, what do you do with these saras hamasirakshes? What do you do with these difficulties that come from the outside? So him tovatsu mamitzat pulatama musarit la sira tavlula daka dimyoni velachzor teva nefesh tovali yoshra. So first of all, it removes chatzitzis. It elevates you, makes you a better person. Makes a person humble. Makes a person realize who's in charge. Makes a person realize what's important in life. Gives a person a reality check. Tzaras do a lot of good for a person if he allows it to. And those are really the greatest people. The greatest people are not people who've had it easy or born with a silver spoon in their mouth. It's people who suffered and overcame. That's number one. But number two, so it restores teva nefesh hatova liyosha, the nature of the good soul to what is straight. And number two, הרי הטוב שבחיים התמידי הוא מרובה מהרע המזדמן רק בעת בוא המקרים. It's just a lot more good in the world than bad. So on a daily basis, right? At least in our lives, certainly. Help. Get up in the morning. You can breathe. You can get dressed. You can eat. You can digest. You can go to the bathroom. You can smile. You can laugh. You can think. You can walk. You can talk. You can write. We have countless pleasures that surround us. We don't even think of them as pleasures because we just take them for granted. That's really the Yesod HaGadol of life, is not to take anything for granted. I'm not myself a big chassid. It's not my derech exactly, but I will definitely mention L'toivu L'shvach, the Gaon and Tzaddik Rav Victor Miller Zatzal, who I think more than anybody else in our generation, he was nifter about 20, 25 years ago, but I still remember he was alive. He lived until his 90s. He didn't take anything for granted. Anything, he was just constantly thinking about all the pleasures that he has. And when he died, he wrote a note to his family. He said, don't feel bad. My life was peaches and cream. Believe me, his life wasn't peaches and cream. But the way he lived, the way he took it, the way he processed events, turned everything into peaches and cream. It was a picnic. It was a beautiful day. You know, you can imagine. It's a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining at 75 degrees. You go to Central Park. See the grass there, gorgeous, the trees, the birds chirping, the cool breeze, that warm air. Is it cooler or is it warm? It's both. The sun, or better, I don't know why a person's in Manhattan. Let's go to Israel, you go to Gan Sakar, now we're in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh. And you're going to follow that up with a Mincha Maariv at the Kaisel. So there's more good than bad. The Rambam writes that, if I remember correctly, in the Maariv. ולעומת זה הרשעים עוזבי השם רודפי התאווה והשקר לא תוכל נפשם הפנימית למצוא קורת רוח מפנימיות חייהם הריקה מכל תוכן של צדק ויתרון רק שיהיו מוצלחים בחיצוניות להמתיק על ידי שעונם איזה שעות מהמון כלל אחים הריק שלהם. What about the Rishon? They leave God, they're running after their tivus, running after sheker. Their internal soul cannot find pleasure in their pnimius because inside they're empty. So where do they get their pleasure? They saw a funny movie to run away from reality for 2 hours. I have a cousin, unfortunately, he's not from anymore, but he was a Talmud of Rav Aryeh Bina, Sichrono Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivas Nesiv Meir, in Beit Vegan. He told me that once the boys snuck out and they went to a movie. And afterwards, Rav Aryeh, the Rosh Yeshiva, was a very sharp person. So he said, Noifu Ayitem, where were you? He goes, Ainu ba'kol noa. We were in the movie theater. He said, sha'atayim b'choshech. 2 hours in darkness. So these people, they go to a good restaurant. They get a few minutes of pleasure because in their pnimius, they're empty. But anyway, we see the Rav is giving just an alternative perspective that life doesn't have to be all bad. Use the difficulties to elevate you. And in general, enjoy all the good God gave you. And don't take anything for granted. The Ramchal writes that the neshama kol kach chashuva v'elyona. Why did God give us such a chashuv neshama? Which is greater than Malachim Atzman. Then he writes, Kol Shekein, She'ena Motza Shum Nachasurach B'chol Inug Ezeh Olam. The neshama doesn't find any pleasures in the any nachasruach, any nachas, any satisfaction with the pleasures of this world. The Rav writes in the Inaya Hargashat Oneg Ve'asimcha Ve'asot Tov Ve'Nedivut Ve'Asagat Chochma Ve'Tzedek Le'mi She'Nehig Et Kochot Nefesho Lazeh. The feeling of Oneg and Simcha when doing good and perceiving wisdom and justice for someone who has led his Kochos and Nefesh for this. Hina Amukot Yoter Ve'Hargesh HaNefesh Me'Hargashat Tavat U'Mishalei Alev V'Tanugi HaChushim Ve'Al Shekoach HaGuf U'Mugdar U'Mugbar. You're going to have a lot more simcha when you're in the world of spirituality, of goodness, of wisdom, of justice, of righteousness, than you are in the world of the chushim, of the senses. Because the guf is mugdar mugbal. Alkein ein aruch klal afilu chaya ovel l'nyan koach chim l'chuzkan b'pnimiyut hargashat ha'nefesh b'ein tzadikim l'rashim. Sh'rishotem e'im ha'rgashot kehot v'dalot m'torot rak l'fi mezeg aruf. Sh'hu in kol chuzko chalash v'rafe neged oz ha'nefesh ha'chaya v'kemet l'ad m'tkaberet bora v'lekim chayim. So you can't compare the tzaddikim and the rishayim. Because when the rishayim get pleasure in this world, it's not the pleasure of the neshama. It's the pleasure of the guf. And the guf is very limited in its capacity to enjoy. Whereas the neshama is unlimited. Neshama is infinite. So the mela makes a whole lot of sense that the tzaddikim just have it better. And as Billy Joel put it, it's better to laugh with the sinners than die with the saints. The sinners have much more fun. Only the good die young. So I think there's a Yiddish expression that a person says, Noyach mit acht im shmone, Noach im shmone shgiot. He said the word Noach and he made 8 mistakes. So that's basically what that is. That better to laugh with the sinners than die with the saints. That's really not true. It's not good to laugh with the sinners. Very good to stay away from their empty laughter. And the sinners have much more fun. They really don't. They might have had certain physical pleasures that tzaddikim don't have, but definitely not. They don't have much more fun. They don't have Shabbos. They don't have Yontif. They don't have a Daf Gemara. They don't have a Tosfos. They don't have a Rashba, a Kesais, a Nesivos, a Reb Shmuel, a Reb Chaim, a Reb Shimon. They don't have Kibush HaYetzer. They don't have the giving and the loving and the caring, the self-sacrifice. They don't have that's the greatest pleasure. And only the good Dayang is also not true. Plenty of bad people Dayang. So Billy made a lot of mistakes. Any event, okay. So I have all these lyrics in my head from my youth. So you got to, I guess now I have them in there. I got to know if they're true or false. In any event, we have obviously loads more to say. Obviously, you can learn the Sefer forever and ever and never be done. But in the meantime, we will conclude here. And it's a Shem. We will go weiter. Mala Mala, and we will see more and more Niflos, Mitaris Hashem, Mitaris Mesilas Yishar, Mitaris Harav, from other Svarim, I hope as well. And thank you so much for listening. And we know that we shall continue. Hashem should give us life and health.